possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
And we're coming to you live for the Built for Tough studio. Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Geo on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. And wherever you are in the free Odyssey app, good Wednesday morning. Oh, a welcome sight for the baseball team. Some offense and some good pitching and some rocking chair wins for once as the Yankees tie their record for most home runs in a game. They actually matched that earlier this year with 9, and the Mets with an offensive explosion. And wow, David Peterson goes 8 innings. We get some more of that with this rotation. Maybe you'll be getting something, some momentum heading into September and then into hopefully many games in October. Some real interesting football stuff. Our old buddy Daniel Jones being named the starter in Indianapolis. And our pal, Adam Schefter, my golf buddy, our golf buddy, saying that Micah Parsons and the Dallas Cowboys headed for a divorce. If Adam's saying that, that means something serious is going on. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
I'm doing great, G. And what a way to start a game last night for the Yankees. It was delayed, I know. But all of a sudden, bang, bang, bang. And 3 straight home runs. That was amazing. That's, you know, if you're a Yankee fan or you're Brian Cashman, you're Aaron Boone, and you're sitting there going, this is what it's supposed to be. I mean, not going to happen every game. We know that. But 9 home runs, and to start the game with 3 home runs like that was just absolutely amazing.
Yes.
What are you saying?
No. There was a name that I was trying to remember.
Okay.
With Al earlier, we were talking about something, and I couldn't remember the guy's name. You know how things just pop in your head out of nowhere? Like minutes later?
Yeah, but I'm having a conversation with
you.
Yeah,
I wasn't interested about what you were saying. I was interested in trying to remember.
You were not interested about the Yankees starting a game with 3 home runs?
Of course, I'm kidding. I opened the show with it. Of course I was interested. I just was joking. But it just popped in my head in that moment.
What's the name?
Well, I don't want to say it now.
Oh, okay.
Because you don't know the context of what we were talking about.
All right, okay.
But I remembered it.
I think I know the context of what you're talking about. You're talking about brown shoes?
No. I'm not talking about brown shoes. I'm talking about something before you came in that we were talking about. It was a former NFL player. I couldn't remember his name.
Oh, okay. All right.
And I was like, oh, what the hell was his name? And then bang, you go 3 home runs. And then it just popped in my head. I said, oh, that's what it was. And I hit it before I forgot it into the talk back to Al. And then it distracted you.
Al thought it was brown juice. You were naming.
Oh, no. I'm not talking about brown. I'm talking about the, remember the other thing I was talking about? Do you?
The person who...
I do.
All right, good. You are paying attention.
Yeah, right, right.
Okay, so right. Brown Shoes, for those who don't know who we're talking about, is the guy who pooped on us yesterday.
Well, he didn't really.
Well, I mean, he kind of did. You walked right into it, so...
Well, he was using a toilet, but it just so happened to be a very, very powerful smell that I walked into. It was like as if I had opened an oven door and there was a turd in the oven.
Right. Well, I'm glad you mentioned the word powerful because that's exactly what the Yankees were last night. I mean, how intimidating is that when you have those three guys? And the fact is that Stanton was in right field and Judge was the DH. And then there's this little thing going on. I don't necessarily know that Aaron Boone let anything out of the bag between Aaron, Judge, and Boone. Everybody's looking for controversy, and I think the Yankees are going to be really careful with Aaron's arms, you know, with his right throwing arm, and it seems like Aaron feels like he's feeling better and probably wants to start playing in the field. But right now, the Yankees are going to be really careful about that and cautious about that. But that's what the Yankees are supposed to be. I can't wait to listen to Brandon Tierney later on today.
No.
This is going to be the greatest thing ever. Now we're back on track and everything's going to be fine. And I'm telling you, the end of the season schedule for them sets up perfectly for them. If they don't catch Toronto, they may catch Toronto. Who knows? I think they have a really good chance. And I feel pretty good about, you know, obviously their chances of making the playoffs. You and I said this, that they will be a playoff team regardless. They're just too good. And, you know, I don't know about their starting pitching, and Max Fried's got to pick his game up, but I feel like their bullpen is finally settling down a little bit. I feel like the Mets' bullpen is finally settling down a little bit. And the Mets are getting, you know, they're hitting, and they're finally starting to hit with runners in scoring position. So, like, both baseball teams are in a good spot right now. The question is, for the Mets, they have a hell of a schedule.
In September.
The Yankees, the opposite.
Yep. A couple of things you mentioned there. You talked about Aaron Boone and Aaron Judge, and if people missed it yesterday on with BT and Sal, Aaron Boone, and I guess in the first couple of seconds of the interview, there were two Boonies within the first minute.
They did that on purpose.
Really?
I don't think so. Because they said that Recco set an over-under.
Oh, he did? Okay.
They were very aware of it.
They were aware of it, damn it.
So aware of it.
I wasn't sure. I thought that they have big pre-show meetings. I didn't think they were listening to us during that time.
Do they whiteboard meetings?
Not anymore. I think they used to.
They don't need to.
Yeah, of course not. Well, who knows what they need to do? You know what I'm saying? Different shows, different things.
We can't worry about that. We can only worry about ourselves. But if we can help them in any way, we're here to help.
Of course, always supporting.
Want to promote them? Want to talk about them?
Indeed.
Unless we're told not to talk about them.
Right. Of course.
And by the way, just so you know,
huh?
Just so you know, speaking about things to talk about and not talk about, Aaron Boone and BT, you know, Boone scolded BT for getting thrown out of the game.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure that was, he probably didn't love that, BT. You know, deep down, I don't know what his outward reaction was.
You have a major league manager questioning you and your actions on your son's baseball field.
By the way, a guy who gets thrown out a decent amount, Aaron Boone. Like, he's very, very quiet for most of the season, but when he goes, he goes, and he gets tossed.
And he goes, come on, man. Like, I kind of heard the interview, and I was interested to see whether or not they were going to bring it up, and they brought it up.
Yeah, I didn't hear that part, so hopefully Jerry has it a little bit later. But anyway, so Aaron Boone's on with BT and Sal. They talk about Aaron Judge playing the field, and, you know, he gives this, you know, I'm not so sure, we're going to see that, and the timetable. And then they go to Aaron Judge with that, and then Aaron Judge says, I don't know why he would say that. He hasn't seen me throw in a while. So
well, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
He's the manager. He's a player that's there every day.
Yeah.
And they interact every day. Did they just not talk to each other?
I was going to ask you the same question.
I've never been in the baseball locker room, so I don't know for 160. So
where is he throwing where Aaron Boone isn't around?
I read last week that he and Stanton were playing catch.
Yeah, right. Well, that's what was happening. And where is Aaron Boone during this? He's not watching this? Or he's just getting reports from the trainers or whoever else?
You would think that they would be interacting. Maybe he was on a phone call with Brian Cashman or the analytics department or something. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, but also you would think that he would immediately, if Aaron Judge is throwing, I mean, because it's such a big deal in lineup construction if Aaron Judge is a DH or not. But you would think if he knows he's throwing, he would ask him right after that, hey, how do you feel? What happened? And not just talk to the trainer. It's a little bit of a weird one. I'm not going to make a controversy out of it. It's just a little strange.
I am happy, though, that the writers were listening to the interview.
yeah.
with Sal and BT because they got information that they didn't have.
Right.
And then they just hurriedly ran over to Aaron Judge and started saying, did you hear what Aaron Boone said? Did you hear what Aaron Boone said? Just slap all these guys around a little bit. Just like, come on, man.
They're doing what they have to do. If I was in that position, I'd do the same thing. You got to go and ask them.
I guess you got to go get some information.
Yeah. You know, it's a long season, a little juice. Why not? Go run over, get a quote. Ended up being a little bit of a story for them yesterday.
Yankee baseball, he hit home runs. They hit home runs.
He was great.
Stands out in the outfield. I mean, everything's good. Caballero hits a couple home runs against his former team. I mean, come on. Does get much better than that.
No, it certainly doesn't, especially with, you know, having both of them. Because we had two stretches this year where, you know, the Yankees and Mets basically went through an entire week without winning a game between them. So when you come in and you have two rocking chair victories like that, home runs all over the place, you know, watching these guys do what we expected them to do offensively for a night is great.
Especially Mark Vientos.
Yeah, who, you know me, I love Mark Vientos.
Love yourself some Mark Vientos, that's for sure.
He definitely is one of those guys that I will over-defend because I believe in him. So when things aren't going well, I always got his back. I'm fully aware of it. Like, there's people that'll throw, well, he was this bad for this long or whatever, and I totally hear it. But to me, he's got that star power in him, and I wish it was more consistent. But he's getting going now, man. And, you know, you saw his opposite field home run, his previous one. He pulls this one with his power.
What was the exit velocity on that?
I have no idea, man. I don't know. I have no clue what the exit velo was on that. I could find it for you if you'd like, but it was nice to see. And in this guy, man, and Beatty, too. I mean, that's a huge difference with this lineup. If those guys...
Of course.
I mean, it just like makes it so much longer as opposed to, like, you get the Fab Four and then Black Hole, you know?
Yeah, I know that. The problem with those two guys is they like to roll over pitches a lot, and they hit into double plays as well.
Sure.
So it's not a good thing.
No, which is not.
Double but I feel good this morning, you know, seeing both teams win and the way that they won, and especially David Peterson, who's been the most consistent starting pitcher for the Mets the entire season.
I mean, 8 innings? My God.
Hey, remember our game last year? We went to a game.
Yeah.
You remember who they were playing?
I don't know. I don't, actually.
Nationals.
Oh, they're playing the Nationals.
And who was on the mound?
David Peterson. I do remember that.
And what happened last night?
David Peterson against the Nationals.
Could this be a sign?
Maybe, because they were playing great after we went to that game. You know what David Peterson was doing last night? Shoving.
He was what?
He was shoving.
I thought he was dealing.
He was shoving.
What is shoving?
Shoving's the new dealing. He was shoving.
Is?
Oh, yeah.
Is this like, kids slang? This is what they say when they're 16?
No, I don't think it's kids. I think it's now everybody in baseball.
Who says he? I've never heard that. This is the first I've heard.
You've never heard a guy shoving?
No, I've heard a guy dealing.
No, he's shoving.
He's dealing.
No, he was shoving last night. You are so far in the past.
I don't care how far I am off of whatever. I'm telling you.
He went out there and shoved.
He was dealing.
He went out there and shoved.
He's dealing.
Okay, fine. Old man terminology spot.
Oh, stop with that old man terminology spot crap. I'm sick of it.
I'm just trying to bring you back into this century,
man. Look, I'm all for
you
and I talked about this whole realignment and expansion and everything else.
Yeah.
I'm all for that.
Okay.
And I am. I consider myself a baseball traditionalist, and I do like some of the things that they've done.
Yeah.
And I know there are people out there that disagree.
Remember when I said that Howie Rose and Gary Cohen, their face would be like melting off of their skull when they saw this? Well, I was right about that because Howie Rose put out a post and he was not happy.
I mean, like, you know.
Not happy.
I just say whatever, you know, the other thing too is that, look, if there is a salary cap that ends up getting implemented, which is going to be very difficult for the owners and the major league players, I can assure you that there will be a salary floor that will have to be paid right here.
Yeah, you just did this.
I can assure you that would be part of the conversations, just like the NFL, just like the NBA. That they're gonna, if they can try to implement one of these things, they'll try to. I don't know how hard it's gonna be, but you know, the thing about it is, like, think about your Juan Soto, you're making $60 million a year and you get locked out. You think he wants to be locked out?
Well, of course not. No.
Hell no,
no, I don't think anybody.
That's really always that's always been the problem with, like, the NFLPA. You have the haves and the have-nots. And the haves have all the power, the 10% of the players that are making most of the money. And the have-nots have very little power, but they want to make their money as quickly and as much as they can. And so you really have a fractured kind of union membership that is all over the place. And I would say probably 70% of the players aren't even paying attention to what the real issues are.
Oh, probably not.
And are you going to tell me that Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen or Joe Burrow or Lamar Jackson, you think any of those guys are going to sit out and fight for, you know, the other 90% of the players?
Probably not. I mean, so the most recent one in the NFL was that lockout that was what? It was like 2010 or 11. I think 11. There was a bit of a lockout in training camp.
I remember that, like, Drew Brees was threatening to sit out or something. Yeah. I felt like he was a part of the union trying. I'm like, he's making $50 million. I don't know if he was making $50 million at that time, but he was making a lot of money.
Well,
I'm like, let me tell you something. He is not sitting out. Nobody else is sitting out because it's not in the DNA of the players. They want to make as much money as they possibly can, yeah, as do the owners.
And to your point, they got that figured out in training camp and everybody played and no one missed a check.
Well, the one thing I will say about Roger Goodell that I do appreciate is that he's always trying to extend early. And he's trying to extend early because he knows that labor peace sells. He knows that when he goes to his network partners or his streaming partners and says, hey, I got an 8-year player deal and this is what it is. Now, you know, everybody involved knows that there's going to be games for those 8 years. So it's an easier thing to sell as opposed to when you have labor strife and you're not really sure. And I think Major League Baseball is going through that right now, especially if they do expand. So if they do expand for two teams, it's going to be interesting to see how much it's going to cost somebody to buy into Major League Baseball. And then on top of that, if Rob Manfred does go through with what he was saying the other night, with the Mets and the Mariners at the Little League World Series up in Williamsport, if they do decide to expand and then realign, which I think is smart, which I think they should do, you know, and you convinced me of this yesterday. Normally, I would push back against it, but now I think the more the way these leagues are set up and what they're trying to do, I think would make it a lot easier and a lot cheaper for a lot of these owners when it comes to travel expenses, which are probably pretty exorbitant.
Oh, I can only imagine. I mean, you're thinking about, you know, in the CBA, there's a certain amount of like hotels that they will go to and a certain level of things, yeah, and the way that they fly.
I don't know, Juan Soto's probably in a ginormous suite somewhere.
Oh, so, well, of course, yeah.
But I will say,
and his entire family.
Right, exactly. When I think about just the NHL and the way the Metro Division is set up, that's where you want to play. Yeah. If you could play for the Islanders, Rangers, Flyers, Capitals, it's easy. It's easy for them. They save money. It's
smart. Right there. Bang, bang, bang. Boom, boom, boom.
Play more games against those teams. Sell more tickets against those teams.
Sure.
I mean, if the Islanders could, they would play 20 games against the Rangers. Because there'd be a sellout every time.
Yeah, I was looking at that schedule the other day, actually, to see the first time that the Rangers and Islanders played.
It's not until late.
December 27th
or
something.
Yeah.
They go through a couple of months. It's silly. I feel like that needs to be worked on as well. But anyway, happy baseball day this morning. We've got some NFL news coming.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Coming up,
it's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
You know, now that we're all here and Jerry's in here, I gotta ask guys a question. You know, I was walking past the studio there at the Upside Down, and I heard Pat Boyle screaming at somebody.
Screaming at a caller?
No. I think it was a work thing.
Like yelling?
It seemed like he was yelling at somebody, and I told him, hey, cuz, calm down. I mean, like, what are you, some sort of big shot around here now?
Wow, that is surprising. You sure it wasn't one of those things where it was like a ball-busting type yelling thing?
No, I heard it. He sounded angry about something.
Wow.
And I'm not sure who he's yelling at or what he was yelling about, but I heard, and I said, hey, just calm down. I mean, you're just getting started. Let's just pump the brakes a little bit.
Well, I mean, I appreciate his passion, but he shouldn't be screaming.
I love the kid, but I don't know why he's screaming. Again,
it wasn't Pete Bellotti.
He's the only one here. He couldn't be yelling at Pete.
If he's yelling at Pete, he's barking up the wrong tree there.
And he could have been yelling at Maggie?
What?
I don't know, because it's their studio. I don't know what he was yelling at.
Yelling at Maggie.
So like he goes, as we were having our conversation, I just told him, like, just pump the brakes a little bit and take it easy. He goes, hey, Booms, I'm a leader.
Wow.
I'm like, that's not how you lead. That is not how you leave.
That sounds like the Boyle who took the thing out of your refrigerator.
Yeah. I'm thinking this kid's starting to feel himself a little bit again.
A little bit?
Yeah.
National talk radio host?
Yeah.
I wonder if this has anything to do with that draft of top CBS Sports Radio / Infinity Sports Radio hosts.
It pissed a lot of people off.
Yeah, because Bogish was telling me that there was a lot of blowback.
What was the blowback about what?
Were you here this day?
No, I was not here this day.
It was Thursday or Friday.
Okay, so Pat Boyle did a bit.
I've been here less than I've been here more. Sure. Figure that one out.
So Pat Boyle did a bit where he had, I guess, Pete, Bogish, and him do a snake draft of the top all-time talent of CBS Sports Radio / Infinity Sports
Hey-o.
Radio.
You had to be number one, right?
I was taken fourth out of 15. Ahead of me, I think Bogish took Brian Jones number one, which I had no problem
Brian
with that.
Brian Jones number one. I mean, I know he's a great personality, but you were the lead of that show.
Hey,
you were in the power chair. What the hell? And these are your buddies.
That's fine. I had no
problem.
But he
also had that successful evening show, which you are totally unaware of.
Right. Mojo with Chris Moore. And he was there longer than me. I remember I was only there for 3 years. That was it. So there's other people who were there from the beginning.
So Mojo was there longer.
Yeah, Mojo was there longer. Then I guess Tiki was three and DA was two. And then I was four. And then you had a bunch of people that were left out and all this other thing. And you know, I don't think Perloff was on there. I think Maggie was way down the list. It was a.
Maybe Perloff, in passing, said, go screw kids.
Maybe.
Who knows? I don't know. I'm not really sure.
But it caused all this controversy.
But if you're the overnight guy and you're yelling at the morning people.
Did that happen?
Yeah, I heard it.
Yelling at Maggie or the morning people?
He was yelling at somebody.
He's a very loud guy, though.
I love that.
You sure he was like disciplined?
Hey, listen, I told him to pump the brakes and he told me, hey, Booms, I'm a leader. I'm like, okay, That's not the way to
lead.
But
like as a joker.
No, this was serious.
Hey, I'm the star of WFAN. I'm WFAN's Pat Boyle.
I could see a lot of strife, though, and pissed off people because Al and I have had this idea about doing a FAN draft, and we've decided not to for those reasons.
Stupid idea.
Okay, great.
Let's do an FAN draft. Come on. God.
All right.
Right in there, oil check. Maybe he was oil checking somebody. maybe he asked Pete if he could oil check him.
I don't know, man, but it was, I kind of had to talk him down.
I think we should do the draft.
Yeah, why? Because I say it's a bad idea.
Yeah, it would be a lot of views.
You're just afraid you'd drop to the second round again.
That's a good point, Eddie. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, is Eddie a part of the personality group or no? It's just got to be the on-air host. It can't be just the personalities as a part of the radio program or the radio station.
No, you have to be
like have a show.
You have to have a host.
Absolutely. Somebody is calling in right now that I think you'd like to talk to.
Yeah, all right.
And
fine.
That man is Pat Boyle. Pat, good morning. How are you?
Hey-o, what's going on, boys?
Hey, Pat. There he is, the leader of, I guess, of the Infinity Sports Network. Who were you yelling at when I talked you down off the ledge this morning?
I was yelling at Pete Bellotti, my producer, because... You know, he didn't hit a drop when I wanted him to hit. Oh, you know, there's the clock, there's the automatic lockout, and I didn't play it loud enough, so I had to rush the close. And, you know, I'm a perfectionist, man. I want things done a certain way here. That's, you know, people laud Tom Brady for that. Boomer was getting on me. I didn't appreciate it.
Wait, so you were yelling, like legitimately yelling at Pete Bellotti, who has been here for, I feel like, 100 years now. And is a well-respected employee here, actually does the schedule. He's like pseudo kind of management in a way with David Marinick. And you're screaming at him because of an ill-timed drop?
Look, Steve Summers did it for a long time. And everybody respected the way that he held people accountable.
Wow.
And sometimes you need tough love. Sometimes even the veterans can mess up.
Eddie, would you agree that Steve Summers was respected for holding his board ops accountable?
No, I would say hated.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So you're on the path
Don't
to hatred
a
there, Pat.
Man. Yeah.
We have a lot of respect for you. We love you. But, man, you are on the path to hatred, and you don't want that around here.
No, I mean, I'm totally busting your guys' balls. The studio door to the control room was squeaking, and it's been squeaking for a while. So I was yelling, can we get some WD-40 and fix this thing? I would
right
never
in there,
it.
Oil check.
No. Yeah, why did you do the oil check, and why don't you go get it fixed yourself?
I will. I'll get some WD-40. I'll lube up that door. I'll get it nice and oiled. We'll lube it up and we'll get it done. We'll get it taken care of.
We'll lube it up and we'll get it done. All right, Pat. Well, good to know that you weren't being a D-bag, and we expect more out of you, and that's what we're going to get, right?
Yeah, of course. You guys have, you know, you guys really took me under your wings. I mean, quite literally. You guys nearly choked me out at that Christmas party a couple of years ago. So you guys have taken me under your wing. I have learned from the errors of my past. I've become a nice little seasoned vet here. You know, I've only been doing my show for 4 months, but, you know, I've been working here for 6 years. You guys took me under your wings. I learned a lot. You guys are great locker room leaders. You're great people to learn from. And, yeah, I would never yell at Pete. Come on. That was pretty fun. I had you guys. Though. You believe
me? You did. I absolutely.
Because of the way Boomer came in.
Right.
Well, he was yelling at somebody, and it had to be Pete. I mean, you just don't yell. You look at somebody, and you yell.
I get, you know, Boomer, you yell, you get loud when quality control is not up to snuff, when things are not, you know, when things go awry in the studio.
Boomer Esiason, he's on, you know, he's 17, 18 years of doing this, you know what I'm saying? It's a little different.
I'm the number one radio host at WFAN.
You've heard that drop before. That one gets hit on time. All right, Pat, we'll see you around, all right, man?
All right.
All right, guys, see you later.
He definitely had me. But not
me too.
Well, because Boomer was... Right. Insisting that he saw him screaming at somebody.
He was screaming, and, you know, he was yelling. I told him to pump the brakes. And I didn't have a time to break it down with him because I had to come in here.
Yeah, all right.
And Pete's right there, so I was asking if he was really screaming or not.
All right. So. Yeah, I mean, if he was really yelling at Pete, that would have been a problem.
Yes.
It would have been a big problem.
What was he yelling at then? Is that Pete there?
Yeah. He was yelling out the door.
Pete, tell Pete to come in here.
Well, you could. He's right there.
Well, I've got a microphone in front of your face. I can't see him.
Well, he can hear you.
Come here,
here comes Pete Pilati. Taz in the Moose shirt. All right, very good. You know how to put the microphone on there, Pete? You've done that before? Okay. All right, Pete. So, from your perspective, what happened?
Nothing. He was screaming. He must have been screaming at the WD-40 that he needed for the door.
Okay.
Well, he wasn't yelling at you to do it.
No,
I think I figure you got a lot on your plate. Now he wants you to go get WD-40 on top of it.
Oh, no, he wasn't yelling at me. If he was, I would yell right back at him.
Yeah. All right, don't take any crap from that kid.
That's it. No.
I mean, no, Pete's been around. He's worked with the likes of Mike and Chris and Steve Summers and anybody who has, you know, skewered you throughout the years, right?
Right, of course.
BT maybe in the mix there too, or no?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Who was the worst host to work with?
There's a list.
How's that list go? Who's number one on that list?
I'll have to think about that one.
All right. Well, give me a couple names that should be on that list.
I'll get back to you.
No, that's all right. You can't do that. You don't have to put them in order.
There's a lot of hosts I've worked with, so I got to think about it.
All right. Who was the biggest disagreement that you had with? Doesn't mean that it has to be the worst host. Like the biggest disagreement where you got into a fight with one of them, and then you're like, man, I don't want to see this guy tomorrow.
Oh, I've gotten into disagreements with a lot of hosts. I really have to think about it.
Just about on-air topics?
What's that?
On-air topics or just disagreements about the way the show should be run?
Show flow.
Show flow. You're about the show flow.
Yeah. Show flow.
I'm sure I've had disagreements.
Come on,
who
was the biggest pain in the ass?
Come on, Pete.
Biggest pain in the ass?
Yes.
Steve was a big pain in
the ass. Steve,
there you go. Well, okay, we're all in agreement with that.
But he knows that.
Yeah, right.
He knew that. Well, made me better.
Right.
Well, there you go. And now you're falling back on compliments after you insulted him.
Mm-hmm. Mm. All right, Pete. Very good, man. I'm happy that Pat Boyle wasn't yelling at you.
Right.
It's good to see you.
Same here.
The Taz and the Moose thing is very nice.
Yeah.
It's a vintage situation.
What years was that? Taz and the Moose?
I missed Taz.
That was after
Taz
you guys,
in the
right?
morning. Yeah. What about Taz? Taz is
host. Taz was tough.
Yeah.
Taz was tough.
But I miss him, man.
He took pride in being tough. So
I missed that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, was that before you guys?
After.
No, it was after.
It was after.
That was the show that replaced Gio and Jones.
Oh, okay.
And when I moved over here, and then Brian decided, I ain't doing this no more.
On the air.
Right, on the air.
Yeah, hell no.
Did Moose work with Brian briefly?
No.
Oh,
no, he was done. He did not want to.
You were done, Brian was done.
Yeah, he didn't want to work with anybody else. They pitched him a bunch of people, and he was like, hell no. I'm not doing it. I don't need this. I'll go start some weird business and post about it on Instagram. That's what he said.
And he
all right.
And he right, did. And he has. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Pete. All right. I'm just glad you straightened it out.
Yep.
Don't take any crap from that kid.
Pete Pilati.
Yeah.
For a long time.
You know, I think that this whole station should be on a cleanse.
How so? Like a radio doge situation?
No. Like a health cleanse.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, well,
like what I'm doing now.
Yes, the Chroma Fast and your Super Porridge.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
We got some big people running around here.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because whatever, like when people sit in that chair and then next to me, they look
enormous.
Yeah, I don't know what, I don't know if it's a camera angle or something.
Is it you just because like you're sitting low?
No, I'm really not though, look. I mean, I come down like this, but no, it's real, I don't know.
What about when Al's in there? Does that also?
Oh, that's a good, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure because we're never in here at the same time.
Al, come in. Let's see if Al looks fat.
Well,
not possible.
Al doesn't look fat.
Well, I know.
All right, I'll just do my normal thing here where I would lean over here. Does Al look huge next to me? Or is this just take a long time to pair?
There we go.
You guys look bigger.
He does look bigger.
He does look bigger.
It's definitely an angle thing.
I think Al's shoulders and neck look really good right there.
Yeah.
See, Pete looks like he could eat you.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Well, Pete looks like he's eating a lot.
Well, whatever.
I mean, look at Al's neck and shoulders.
Yeah, Al looks
healthy.
You look buff sitting in that chair.
Do the football neck pose.
Yeah, there you go. Look at that.
I think because that part of the desk is pushed up a little bit, maybe.
And but when the warm-up video is shot, he doesn't look that big because it's the split screen.
Yeah, like when Peter Schwartz sits in that chair, it's crazy how big he looks.
I'm sure.
Thank God he wasn't working with us yesterday, man.
Oh, my God. It is, I mean, he looks like he's four times the size of me when he sits next to that
especially chair. When he wears that, look at this, Al. Now he looks really skinny. Okay, yeah, so there's something going on with the camera.
It's the four shot.
When the four shot goes on.
The four shot.
The four shot. I mean, Peter wore that big, bright green shirt yesterday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm still here. He's like, waiting for the camera.
Get that camera timing.
I said he's still here, just waiting for the camera.
Okay. All right, what do we want to do here?
Well,
what do you think?
Well, it's up to you. Talk about some home runs, and then we'll get out of it.
Oh, okay. So we're brought to you by Primo Brands, the official water sponsor of MLB, Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, that's a leader right there.
And we're brought to you by Roto-Rooter Plumbing and Water Cleanup. Roto-Rooter, that's the name. And away go troubles down the drain. Yeah, the Yankees hit nine of them, including three in the first inning to kick things off. Judge Bellinger and Stanton. Stanton and Bellinger hit two each. They had that.
Do you have Sims's call on these?
Yeah, I can give you one. I'll give you the Stanton one, which was the belly to belly to belly. Yeah, the third one.
Pitch from Boz. Swing on, hit to the gap in right center field. That ball's a laser shot as well. Giddy up. God, a home run by Big G. Giancarlo Stanton and the Yankees. They're making noise here in Tampa. Back to back to back home runs. 3-0, New York.
Yeah.
You can sit on my face.
Do whatever you got to do. So this game didn't start till 9:30 because of weather, and didn't end until after midnight. The Yankees do wind up winning 13-3 at Steinbrenner Field as they just put on a power display.
They did it for George.
They did. Yeah, sure. Judge's home run was his 40th, and then you had Jose Caballero hit two against his old team. So all was good. Carlos Rodon, 6 innings. He's 13-7, 3.24 ERA. And good news for the Yankees. They now move ahead of Boston and Seattle for the top wild card spot as those two teams did lose last night. You've got Cam Schlittler against Drew Rasmussen coming up later tonight. I'll give you one just because you talked about it in the open, the whole Aaron Boone, Aaron Judge thing. This is why I'm confused, because while I'll play the other clip you guys referenced, Boone also told BT and Sal this when asked specifically, when could we see Judge back in the field?
Kind of what I've said is I'm waiting on the trainers to kind of say, yeah, thumbs up. I know he's expected a long toss again today, so I don't expect it here in Tampa, but could it be Boston? Maybe. I just don't know yet. That's all. I'm telling you what I know.
Seems pretty
innocuous.
Yeah. I know the other one. He sounded more like who knows, and that became a big story. And then Judge,
because they ran to Judge and said, "Did you hear what your manager said?"
Right, but did they hear that one? So I thought that was kind of odd. As for the Mets, they were also hitting home runs, but along the way, Jeff McNeil had a hell of a night as they beat the Nationals.
Next pitch swung on and laced down the right field line. It is a fair ball, and it's rolling to the corner. Soto scores. Nimmo's on his heels. McNeil cruises into second base with a two-run, two-out double, and the Mets have thrown up a three spot against Jake Irvin in the third inning. It is 3-0 Mets.
And then you had the Mark Vientos home run, Brett Beatty homered, Juan Soto homered. They went 8-1. That was Pat McCarthy, Mets Odyssey Radio. So McNeil not only had the single, the double, the home run, you would say a triple short of the cycle, he also walked. Which made me think, how many guys in their cycles have walked single, double, tripled, and home run?
Did you find an answer
that on Grok? No, I'm asking you guys.
Oh, okay.
I don't care. I don't.
Just wondering if that's
a category in my head.
Just Google it.
I could, and I will for next hour.
Yeah. Mickey Morandini did it, I think, back in 1992.
You could be right.
Yeah.
I do not know. So they do win. But you also had the Reds win, so they remain a game ahead of them for that third wild card spot in the National League.
Jerry, you're a baseball guy. I have a good question for you.
Okay.
Will the Yankees and or the Mets have more wins than they had last year?
The Mets are, wait, what?
The Mets had 89 wins
right now.
They had 89 wins last year.
22 out of, they better.
The Yankees had 94 wins.
And they have 68 wins right now? I'm going to say Yankees, yes, Mets, no.
I agree with you. Oh, and just simply, well, I mean, every now and again we agree.
Yes.
But I think it's a lot has to do with scheduling and who they're playing and that kind of thing.
Real quick, Malik Nabers, Andrew Thomas back to practice for the Giants. That's good news. Daniel Jones, the starter in Indianapolis, and Shane Steichen says all season, not just for week one. And we'll have some Jerry Jones sound throughout the course of the morning, too.
Chris in Brooklyn. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, Boomer, Geo, Jerry, good morning, fellas. How you doing today?
What's up? Doing great, Chris. So great. Hey, what's happening?
You know, Jim Carl Samson on bases is important and everything, but how did we do with the mixed doubles last night, Booms?
Yeah, how'd we do, Jerry? You're the update guy.
Right, but you just said give me some home runs and we'll get hell out of here. So otherwise I would have given you that. I will tell you Ignacio Buse and Lucas Neumeier. No, that's not the wrong thing.
Damn. Oh,
so just two lawyers.
No. Here we go. The team of Jack Draper and Jessica Pegula beat Mira Andreeva and Daniil Medvedev.
Oh, here you go, Booms.
Wow, they played twice yesterday. Because then they beat Emma Raducana and Carlos Alcaraz.
Oh, yeah, wow.
And by the way, these scores are 4-1, 4-1, not 6-1, 6-1.
Yeah, so I guess they you know what this is? This is, and by the way, I believe the tickets were free for this. And so tennis fans were able to go see some of the greatest players in the world play in a mixed doubles event today and yesterday and today. And is $1 million purse.
Where's my guy, Rublev?
Rublev.
They lost. Andre Rublev and Carolina Mukova lost to Andrea Vasasasori and Sarah Arani.
Vasasasori?
Yes. So there you go. There's your mixed doubles update.
All right. Thank you, Jerry.
Good boy, Jerry. And there you go, Chris.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So yesterday in the 9 o'clock hour, I walked into one of the bathrooms here, and it was the worst smell I think I've ever smelled, in this place at least. I mean, if I smelled anything worse in this place, I don't remember it. I probably would have remembered it. It was a powerful, powerful stench coming out of that bathroom, so much so that I screamed, oh my God, and walked out.
Boomer saw me do that, put the shirt over his face, proceeded to do his business and leave. I don't know how he did it. He said it was all the years of locker room stuff, but it was bad. But
I'm able to hold my breath.
Yeah. So,
and by the way, your oh my God actually did get a courtesy flush.
Yeah, from the person who was still in the act. And all I saw was the brown shoes. And I looked around yesterday after the show. I was determined to find the brown shoes. And I did. Now, I don't know this person. I don't know his name. But I have identified the culprit. And if you'd like to know, you know, I could point him out next time if you're interested.
He's probably listening right now.
I don't know if he is. I've never met the guy. But when I said, ooh, those are the shoes.
Is he a sales guy?
I don't know. He was back in the sales area. He was in the Bangladesh call center. So
he's got to be there. So he's got to be listening because he's got to be selling us. And the first thing that I would do if I were him, I'd call up that company that manufactures Poo-Pourri.
Yeah.
That's the first thing that I would do. Say, look, I have a problem.
Yeah, so when
Poo-Pourri would be a great sponsor of the Boomer and Geo show because they talk about pooping a lot.
Yeah, it is true. Yes, exactly. When I mentioned to one of the sales folks that I know pretty well.
Yes.
And I said, oh, those are the brown shoes. That's the guy. They said, that's very on brand for that person.
All right. Well,
Could have told you that.
Maybe he farts a lot.
I don't know. Whatever it is. The way he eats something, it was like, hey, that makes a lot of sense to me. So, yeah, there you go.
Maybe he eats a lot of broccoli or, I don't know, asparagus.
Whatever it is, I found it. I identified it. I know who it is.
Okay.
And I those shoes, if I ever see them again, I mean, I'm
going to... You are not going to the bathroom.
I'm
going to
put a camera in the bathroom that just shoots down to the area where you could see the shoes.
Yes.
That's it. So, not in the stall or anything, just to see who's in there. And make sure that never happens again. So that was traumatic. It was absolutely traumatic.
Well, you ran out of there?
Yeah.
I mean, it was...
I was dry heaving for a good 10 minutes after that.
It was epic. Yeah. It's the only way I could describe your reaction to the whole thing.
Pretty bad. Really bad. One of the worst. I mean,
I've
dealt with, you know, diapers and dogs and puke and everything. This was another level. I mean, it smelled like what I would imagine death to smell like if I were to walk in on a dead body. That's how bad it was. Like if someone says, hey, what do you think that smells like? Whatever came out of that man's ass.
I would say an offensive lineman.
Yeah. All right. We are going to get some NFL coming up next.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters
and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.